Right, so let's jump right into this. AI, right?
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere. You hear about it constantly, especially, you know, AI agents and assistants. But honestly, sometimes I feel like
It gets confusing.
It gets really confusing, you know? Like, what's the difference, really? So today we're going to unpack a recent article to try to shed some light on all this
Okay.
from WebPro News called "What's the Difference Between an AI Agent and an AI Assistant?"
All right.
And it was just published on November 18th, 2024.
Wow, hot off the presses.
Yeah, so hot off the presses. So our mission today is to break down these concepts, look at some real-world examples, and hopefully at the end of it all, you'll understand why this distinction is important, especially you listening.
And I think it is a really fundamental difference, especially as we're moving into a world where AI is just going to be more and more a part of our daily lives.
I love the analogy that the article uses to explain the difference. They talk about, like, a movie star and their entourage, right?
Yes, it's
Okay.
so clear.
They've got their agent and they've got their assistant.
Exactly, yeah. The agent's the one out there, like, finding the opportunities, negotiating the deals, you know, they're strategizing for the future. And then the assistant's back there, making sure the schedule's perfect, the travel arrangements are made, everything runs smoothly.
So, okay, I get so like applied to AI then, AI assistants,
Yeah.
that's more like our reactive helpers, right?
Exactly, they're
If
reactive,
it's stuff that we're using.
like the tools you probably use every day. Siri, Alexa, even ChatGPT. You ask it a question, you give it a command, it responds.
So it's like that tennis match back and forth.
Exactly. Just prompt, response, prompt, response.
Okay, but I'm curious, like under the hood, how are these AI assistants actually able to understand what we're asking them? What's happening there?
Well, it's all powered by these large language models or LLMs.
LLM.
Yes, and basically, these are algorithms, very complex algorithms, that have been trained on massive amounts of data, both text and code.
So they've seen a lot, they've read a lot, they.
A lot. And that lets them both understand what you're saying in natural language and then generate a human quality response.
That makes sense, but I'm guessing that not all LLMs are like created equal, right?
Oh, you're totally right. Yeah. There are different architectures, different sizes of LLMs, and they each have their own strengths and weaknesses. Some might be really good at generating creative text formats like poems or code. Others might be better at summarizing factual information or translating languages. It really depends on the data that they were trained on and what they were designed for.
So, like an AI assistant that's, say, focused on customer service interactions, that would be using a different type of LLM than one that's helping me write a screenplay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And developers can actually fine-tune these LLMs. So they take a base model and then they train it even further on very specific data sets to get really good at very particular tasks.
So, like a customer service chatbot would be fine-tuned on a data set of previous customer interactions.
Exactly. So it gets even better at handling those types of requests.
That's wild.
Yeah.
But even with all this fine-tuning, it seems like assistants are still like limited to responding to our commands, right?
That's
They're
right.
not out there making their own decisions.
Yeah, they're very
That's
reactive.
where agents come in.
Exactly. AI agents are a different beast altogether. Assistants are reactive, agents are proactive.
Okay.
They don't just wait for step-by-step instructions. You give them a goal, and they figure out how to achieve it.
Okay, so what would be a real-world example of like how an AI agent would tackle a problem? Could you give me
No,
something concrete?
absolutely. Let's say you're a marketing manager and your goal is to optimize your social media advertising strategy. So
Yeah.
you give that goal to an AI agent and then it takes over from there. It could analyze all of your past campaign data, look at what your competitors are doing, even monitor real-time trends to find like the perfect targeting, the perfect ad copy, and when to post it.
So it's like having this 24/7 marketing consultant working for you.
That's the idea.
Oh my gosh. I can see how that would change the game for businesses for sure.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
So let's go back to the LLMs then. Like, how does the tech behind these AI agents actually differ from what's powering these assistants?
So LLMs are like the foundation. They're what allow the agents to understand and respond to language, but agents need even more to be able to actually achieve those goals independently. So they need to be able to access and process information from a variety of sources. They need to be able to make decisions based on that information and even interact with external tools and systems.
So it's not just understanding language, it's taking action based on that understanding.
Exactly. It's acting in a dynamic and intelligent way.
Can you give me like an example of how an agent would use these external tools to achieve a goal?
Sure, let's stick with that marketing example.
Yeah.
So an AI agent that's trying to optimize your ad campaign, it might actually need to go in and interact with your social media advertising platform directly.
Okay.
It needs to be able to adjust bidding strategies, create new ad variations, even schedule posts based on the data it's gathering.
Wow, so they've got their own little toolbox.
Yeah, they have all these tools at their disposal.
That's wild. And this ability to interact with these external systems, I mean, that opens up a whole world of possibility, right?
It does. I mean, you can imagine them managing your entire stock portfolio, booking your travel arrangements, even controlling all the smart devices in your home.
Oh, my gosh. Taking care of all the things I don't want to do.
Exactly. Freeing you up to do the things that you enjoy.
It sounds amazing, but I also have to admit, I'm a little intimidated by all of this.
It is a lot.
You know, it's like we're giving these agents so much power and control. Are there any risks that we should be thinking about?
You're right to be cautious. I mean, with any powerful technology, there are downsides. And I think one of the big ones with AI agents is making sure that they are acting ethically, that they're acting responsibly.
Right, because if we don't get those goals lined up,
exactly,
they could end up making decisions that are logical in their minds,
yeah,
but could have negative consequences for us.
You've got it. So it's not just about building smarter AI. It's about building ethical AI.
That's a really good point. Okay, but before we go too far down that road, I think it's important to understand how AI assistants and agents actually differ in their practical applications.
I completely agree. Let's dive into some real-world examples and see how these technologies are actually being used today.
Okay, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
So where are we seeing AI assistants having like the biggest impact right now? Seems like they're everywhere.
I mean, you're right. They really are popping up everywhere. One area where they're already making a huge difference is in customer service.
Oh, yeah.
You know, those chat bots you encounter on websites?
Yeah.
A lot of those are actually powered by AI assistants that can understand and respond to common questions, even process some basic transactions.
So it's like having a virtual assistant available 24/7.
Exactly.
To answer those simple questions.
To take care of those easy things.
That's a good point, actually. I had a good experience with a chatbot recently.
Oh, yeah.
I was trying to track a package, and the chatbot was able to give me those real-time updates, you know.
Right.
Instead of having to wait on hold forever with a human, it was actually really efficient.
Yeah. It's amazing how seamlessly they're being integrated into our lives. And, you know, it's not just customer service either.
Right.
Think about virtual assistants like Siri and Alexa, right? They can schedule appointments, set reminders, control your smart home devices.
Oh, I use those all the time,
right?
Like having a personal assistant in my pocket.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Always ready to help no matter how small the task.
That's pretty cool. And it seems like they're only getting, you know, smarter.
Oh, yeah. Developers are constantly working on making them better at understanding more complex language, responding in a more natural and conversational way, even anticipating our needs.
Okay, so that's exciting. But what about, you know, those more complex or strategic tasks that we were talking about before? Like, where do the AI agents fit into all of this?
That's where things get really interesting. AI agents are already being used in industries like finance and healthcare to analyze huge amounts of data and make decisions that would be impossible for a human to do on their own. Can you give me like a specific example?
Yeah.
Because I'm having trouble picturing like how an AI agent would work in, say, healthcare.
Sure. Imagine a hospital using an AI agent to help manage patient flow and resource allocation.
Okay.
The agent can analyze real-time data on patient admissions, bed availability, staffing levels, even predict surges in demand.
Wow.
And then based on that, it can make recommendations on how to optimize those bed assignments, allocate staff more efficiently, even identify potential bottlenecks before they happen.
It's like an air traffic controller.
Jeez.
So the whole hospital, making sure everything runs smoothly and patients get the care they need quickly.
That's the idea. And that's just one example, you know. AI agents are also being used to personalize treatment plans, analyze medical images to catch diseases early, even assist with drug discovery.
It's like they have the potential to really revolutionize the whole healthcare industry.
They absolutely do. And the applications go far beyond healthcare. In finance, for instance, they're being used to manage investment portfolios, detect fraud, assess risk.
It's not just automating tasks. It's about making smarter decisions.
You got it. It's about being able to process and analyze information on a scale we never could before.
I'm starting to see why everyone's so excited about the potential of AI, but I keep coming back to that question of ethics. You know, how do we make sure that we're using these powerful agents responsibly?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It's something researchers, developers, and policymakers are all struggling with right now.
Yeah.
One really important approach is to build transparency into the systems.
So we can understand how they're making those decisions.
Exactly. We need to be able to see the why, not just the what. That way we can catch any potential biases or unintended consequences and fix them.
So it's not just about building these black boxes that spit out answers. It's about building systems we can understand and trust.
Exactly. And we also need clear guidelines and regulations for developing and deploying AI agents. We have to make sure that they're aligned with human values and are actually being used to benefit society.
That sounds like we've got a lot of work to do, both like on the technical side and the ethical side.
We do. It's a very exciting time, but also a very challenging time to be working in this field.
It does sound exciting and challenging. I feel hopeful that we can find that balance, though, right? Between pushing the boundaries of what's possible, but also being responsible.
Me too. But, you know, before we get too carried away talking about solving all the world's problems with AI, it's important to remember that these technologies are still in their early stages.
Good point. We can't get ahead of ourselves.
Exactly. It's easy to get caught up in all the hype, but we need to be realistic about the limitations of AI. Even with all the progress we've made, AI agents and assistants, they're far from perfect.
So what are some of the challenges that we still need to overcome? Like, where are these technologies falling short?
Well, one of the biggest challenges with AI in general is what we call brittleness.
Brittleness.
Yeah, basically it means that even small changes in the input or the context can lead to unexpected or even nonsensical output.
Okay, can you give me a real-world example of what that would look like?
Sure. Imagine you're using an AI-powered language translator to talk to someone in another language. It might do a great job with straightforward sentences, but if you throw in some slang or a complex idiom, it could get totally confused and give you a completely wrong translation.
I see. So it's like they don't have that same intuitive understanding of language and context that humans do.
Exactly. And this brittleness is something we see with both AI assistants and agents. They can be super powerful when they're operating within their defined parameters, but they can also be easily thrown off course by unexpected input or changes in the environment.
So they're still missing that common sense factor that allows us humans to navigate all the complexities of the world.
That's a great way to put it. And you know, this lack of common sense can lead to errors, unintended consequences. It's why human oversight is still so important, especially in critical areas like healthcare and finance.
It's a good reminder that AI is a tool, and like any tool, it has to be used responsibly.
Exactly. Another challenge is the potential for bias.
Oh, yeah.
You remember those huge data sets I mentioned that are used to train these AI systems? Well, if those data sets contain biases, the AI can actually inherit those biases.
That's a little scary. Can you give me an example of how that might happen?
Sure. Let's say you're developing an AI system to help with hiring decisions.
Okay.
If the data used to train the AI is mostly resumes from men, the system might learn to favor male candidates over female candidates without us even realizing it.
Oh, wow. That's a problem.
Yeah. So we have to be incredibly careful about the data we use.
Yeah.
And not just the data itself, but how we design and implement these systems.
Right.
We need to build in ways to detect and mitigate that bias from the start and make sure that AI is used to promote fairness.
So it seems like we've got a long way to go before we can fully trust AI to make those big decisions without a human double checking.
That's true, but I'm optimistic.
Okay.
I think we can overcome these challenges. Researchers and developers are working really hard to come up with new techniques, new approaches to make AI more robust, more transparent, and more fair.
That's good to hear. It makes me feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
But I'm curious about the bigger picture. You know, what does all of this mean for the future of work and how we interact with technology?
That is a really interesting question, one that I think we're going to be wrestling with for a long time.
It really does. And as AI becomes, you know, even more ingrained in our lives, I wonder if we'll even need to think about that distinction between agents and assistants anymore.
That's a fascinating thought, you know, and I think it really speaks to a future where those lines between those technologies just become more and more blurred.
So instead of thinking about them as these two separate things, we might just start seeing them as different sides of the same coin.
Exactly, yeah. Imagine an AI system that can kind of move fluidly between those roles, between assistant and agent, depending on what you need it to do in that moment.
That's really interesting.
Right, so it could take care of those routine tasks like scheduling your meetings, filtering your emails, but then also be proactively looking for opportunities, analyzing data, making those bigger recommendations.
So like a true personal AI that can handle it all. From the small stuff to the big stuff.
Precisely.
That sounds amazing.
And I think this convergence of those two, the assistants and agents, it could have a huge impact on the future of work, too.
In what way?
Well, instead of worrying about AI, you know, taking our jobs, we might start to see it as a tool that actually boosts our capabilities.
Okay.
And frees us up to focus on those more creative and strategic tasks that we humans excel at.
So instead of worrying about robots taking over, we should be thinking about how we can work with them side by side.
Exactly, like a true collaboration.
To be more efficient and productive as a team.
Yes, exactly. Imagine a world where AI handles all that repetitive, time-consuming stuff and humans can focus on the things that need creativity, critical thinking, those uniquely human skills.
I like that. It could lead to a more fulfilling work experience for everybody.
That's the hope.
It really is.
Yeah.
But it also kind of makes me wonder, like, what skills and knowledge will be most valuable in that future, in this AI-powered world? Will we all have to become programmers or data scientists to keep up?
That's a great question, and I think it's a bit more nuanced than that. While those technical skills are going to be important, I really believe that those human skills, the critical thinking, the complex problem-solving, emotional intelligence, adaptability, those are going to be even more crucial.
So it's not just about understanding how AI works, it's about understanding how to work effectively with it.
Yes, exactly. We'll need to be able to ask those insightful questions, you know, to be able to interpret those AI-generated insights and make smart decisions that take into account both human intuition and the data.
Sounds like education and training are going to be really important in getting people ready for that.
Absolutely. We have to equip people with the skills they need to thrive in that world. And that includes not just those technical skills, but those soft skills. The ability to think critically, collaborate, and adapt to rapid change.
Yeah, because it seems like if there's one thing that's certain about the future, it's that it's going to be full of change.
Absolutely. And being comfortable with that change, being adaptable,
right,
being a lifelong learner, that's going to be essential.
It is. So to bring this all back to our listeners today, what is the one key takeaway you really want them to walk away with from this deep dive?
You know, I think the big takeaway is that AI is powerful. It has the potential to change everything, but it's not a magic solution.
Right.
It's a tool. And like any tool, it needs to be used wisely. It needs to be used responsibly.
Right.
And I think by understanding those nuances between agents and assistants, by embracing that lifelong learning, by having those tough conversations about the ethics of all this, we can create a future where this technology truly empowers us, where it helps us to live better, work smarter, and solve some of those big challenges that we're facing as a species.
That is a fantastic note to end on.
It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for joining us today. It's been a really interesting conversation, and I'm sure our listeners have learned a lot. I know I have.
I hope so. It's been a pleasure chatting with you.
And to everyone listening, until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.